I did fuck. We're recording.
Should we stop?
And we'll stop talking about that.
Anyways.
Wait, you're coming in like a little cutie in a Dodgers jersey.
Oh, thank you.
Are we a sports fan or is it a look?
No, no, no. I'm just like to be comfy. I keep saying that I want to like find a husband, but I keep forgetting not to dress like a lesbian.
You know, you look like a hot wife.
Do I?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think so. I'm always like, maybe this is why.
No, no. To me, I'm like your hot wife. Like the guys are coming over for
you.
Like the guys are coming over on Sunday to
watch
the game.
But I'll make the food.
And you're cooking the food.
Yeah.
And then you're like, hey guys. And you like walk in with nachos.
Yeah, I'm not the wife that cooks in a dress. I'm the wife that cooks in like a jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you into sports for the guys listening?
Well, okay. I used to be really into sports before I started doing stand-up. It used to be, like, the thing that I did for fun. Was
really?
Watch, like, college football. Because I went to UF. So I was
what
really
is that?
Into,
University of Florida?
Yeah. University of Florida. Yes. And then...
Where is that? What city?
That's in Gainesville.
Okay.
It's, like, Gainesville's, like, the middle of Florida. It's literally called the swamp. It's where, like, all the alligators are.
I want to go on a swamp ride so bad with the fan.
So scary. Yeah.
Wait, so was that, like, a big football school?
Yeah.
I'm just okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And what were we talking about?
Just sports.
Oh, yeah. And I used to be into sports then, but then I got into stand-up and not as much. But if I watch, I am really into gambling. So
yes.
If I'm watching a game and there is betting going on, I get really into the game. I do like watching like the UFC fights and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet on those. And
do you gamble in Vegas?
Yes.
What do you play?
I play a lot of blackjack, mm-hmm. but I also play poker.
I like blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to get up from the table.
It's really hard.
I went to Costa Rica and I had like a Ziploc bag full of Coke for like $20. And we were just getting so high and there was all these prostitutes. It was just like fun.
Well, I was going to say it's probably like gambling probably feels a lot like being an addict.
It's
like
it is. Well, it's like, addictive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an addiction.
It literally is. They have pamphlets by the ATM. They're like, if you've been here more than four times, take this pamphlet.
Every single person there.
Yeah.
It doesn't help that they make the sky, the inside of a casino look like a sky and they keep it on AC. But all those little things.
Yeah.
And the drinks.
Yes.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. They're feeding you crack.
I hate Vegas, though. I don't like it.
I love to gamble.
Do you love Vegas?
I love to gamble, so
okay.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Do you go to Bicycle Casino or
Bicycle?
Commerce?
I just go to whatever casino I'm at. I just love to be there. I also got into slots recently. That fucked me. That fucked my whole world up.
I'm really seeing you as a cool girl right now.
Really? Because I have no money?
No.
Because I gamble all my money away?
You seem like a guy's dream. You're single right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm single. I'm going on dates. They're not going well.
Are you on apps or just natural?
I'm on apps. It's not good.
Which, tell me about some past dating experiences.
I just went on a date like 3 or 4 days ago and it was horrible. I had to end it. I had to end it early and have him drive me home.
What was that conversation like? And what made you want to end it early?
Okay. Well, first of all, we were texting on Hinge, and he seemed cute. So the vibe he was giving me, he was a third grade teacher, but he was like, a little thuggish, a little bit. Like if Jay-Z was a third grade teacher was the vibes I was getting. And I was like, I like that aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I could do that. I love kids.
Yeah.
I love kids. I think it's hot that a guy loves kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I was like, cool, cool, cool. Then he called me on the phone. He sounded great on the phone.
Good.
So we had a good conversation for like 20 minutes. We talked on the phone and he like really kept up the conversation and was like asking me questions. And then he was like, cool. So let's go out tomorrow night. He was like, I'll call you in the morning.
A little soon.
But I'm good with that.
Okay.
I really like when a guy is interested in me and he shows me that he wants to like mm-hmm. really be around mm-hmm. me.
And taking the initiative.
Yes.
To plan it and not just be like, all right, well, we'll figure it out.
Anytime I've like dated a guy for longer than a month or two, it's always been because like as soon as we hung out, he kept wanting to hang out with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
I remember I really liked a guy and we went out and then as the date was wrapping up, like the night we had slept together and I spent the night. And then as it was wrapping up, like he was dropping me off in the city. he goes, so when am I going to see you again? And like, I melted because no guy, like, it was like so hot.
It's attractive when they want to be with you, because most guys think that, like,
you have to play it cool.
The thing is, we don't like guys that are too available all the time, but we like them to be available a lot of the time.
I also feel like it changes as you get older, too. Right? But also, I guess it also depends on what kind of person you are.
Yeah.
Like, if you're an avoidant person, you might be like, whoa, slow down. Like, I'll text you back. But I feel like most girls everyone wants to be wanted.
Everybody wants to be wanted, for sure. Yeah. So everything seemed well. So then he texts me in the morning. I forgot that I set a date, because I'm like, I just forgot. So he texts me in the morning. He's like, we going out tonight? And then that made me excited. I was like, oh, shit, this guy remembered. I forgot. This is already good. I like this.
And it's cute he wrote that.
Yes. And I was like, cool, cool, cool. So I'm like, I said, yeah, where are we going? And this is a huge one for me, because the next thing you say is already going to determine how you feel about me already.
Mm.
And he said, I don't know. I was thinking a little bar, something low key.
Okay.
And I'm not into that. I don't need to be taken to a low-key bar. I'm 31. If I wanted to hang out at a low-key bar, I'd go do it with fucking really fun people. Way funnier people.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to hang out here at the bar and hang out with Chappelle. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to hang out with you at a bar? I don't want to be low-key. I don't want to be taken to a bar.
Is there a meal out of this?
No, it's like, it's just such a lazy first date to me.
I'm not talking about,
like, I don't need money spent on me. I went on a first date with a guy. It didn't work out for other reasons, but it was great. He picked me up and took me on a picnic in Culver City, and he just packed a little basket with
sandwiches. Oh, that's so cute.
Brought wine. Literally brought weed, because he found out that I smoked, even though he didn't. Really cute. Like, such low effort. I mean, it must have cost not that much money. He had all the stuff at his house. Must have cost
And packing 20- up for a picnic is such a cute...
It's just effort.
It's effort.
So I really like effort. Mm-hmm. I don't care about money. So I don't, when I say bar, I'm not like, hey, take me to a bar. Because I also love a bar.
Yeah.
But not for the first date.
Right. No, that makes sense.
I get it if we meet at a bar. We're both at a bar and we meet at a bar and we keep hanging out. But no.
Mm-hmm. So where would you ideally?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Just anything.
A restaurant? Is a restaurant better?
A restaurant's good. Even one of those like restaurant bars where you can get appetizers and like a cocktail. Mm-hmm. Something like kind of nice.
How do we feel about a coffee date?
I don't hate a coffee date if they can think of like something like coffee and a walk on the beach.
Mm.
Something, you know, just I need to see a little effort. It can't be something you can do on a 20-minute break from your day job.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, we don't need to pop into a bar and have a drink. I like flowers. I'm like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is that too much?
No. You know, it's not. I would just be blown away if it happened to me.
Yeah, but the thing
Have you ever gotten flowers on a first date?
No.
Guys...
No, have
Hello?
You? Have
no,
you?
Never. No.
But the thing
guys
is,
I don't think they want to spend the money without
that's
knowing
the problem.
If you're like hot or if they like you.
That's the
or,
problem. It's like I'm not
they
the
don't
one
to put the effort in.
I want them to know, like, I'm not the one you need to worry about. I don't know. Make better choices when you go out with people. We all maybe need to FaceTime first for a second.
Yes. Leah, you know Leah, she told me that now she always does a phone call or a FaceTime before she agrees to meet with someone.
Well, now I
which
will
is
tell,
so smart.
I will say that is very smart. I did the phone call, do the FaceTime. Don't do the phone call because you can't read. You need to like look at their face, see their energy. Because when I got in this guy's car first.
So you let him pick you up?
I did. And I don't normally.
It sounds like you're a romantic girl, though. You wanted him. You liked the whole date idea.
I don't normally. But when I was like, I'm not going to a restaurant. I'm not low key. I don't want to go on low key dates. So if you could think of something, let me know.
You said that?
Yeah.
I don't want to go on a low key.
I called him. I said, listen, I'm not going to text you because everything I write back, it sounds like I'm being a bitch. I just don't. I'm not going to go on a first date to a bar. So if you want to put like any effort into a first date, we can go.
I love that. And I love that you felt comfortable asking for what you need. Were you worried or anxious before the call? Or were you like, no, I'm just going to call him?
I was annoyed and I was just kind of like, how do I already said I was going to, I already knew I yeah. had to say something because I'm also fed up.
Yeah.
I'm 31 and I've been dating for 17 years.
That I love the fact that you picked up the phone and called him.
Yeah.
And told him what you needed.
Yeah. And that's just something I just recently started doing.
Mm-hmm. And how did he respond to that?
And he responded great, which is why I proceed. And he was like, you're so right. I'm so sorry. He was like, I'll think of something. He was like, and then I'll hit you back. And this is where I fuck up. Because I always think I'm strong and I always think I've got it. And then I have a moment of weakness. That was at like 2. We're supposed to go out at 7 or 8 originally. He hits me up at 6, which is a little late.
It took him that long?
Yeah. And he's like, so sorry. Then he used the teacher thing. This is where he got me because I like kids. So he was like, I'm so sorry. I had a lesson plan, blah, blah, blah. It was all this excuse. He's like, but
I believe that, though.
See, you would too.
Well, because I was talking to a teacher today who was like, sorry, I have to go back into class. Like, I can't.
You're fucking the same teacher from him.
No,
as
it was
I am.
A girl. It was a girl. Sponsee.
No.
And then I was like, oh, okay, she's busy.
Yeah, but.
What if it was a different job? And they're like, I got to go back into work. Let me hit you when I get out at 6.
But he didn't say that. He just didn't hit me till 6, which is like, okay. You leave me for 4 hours wondering, is this date set?
What am I wearing?
Yeah, exactly. So this is what I need to learn, is the second I'm going through this, it's already too much. I'm already having to ask this guy for too much. And it is not hard to do a first date. You teach a third grade. The grade that he teaches... if you ask a third grader, what do you do on a first date? He'll tell you if he has like the right parents. You bring flowers, you open the door, you go to the movies.
Okay, cool. Let's go to a movie. I'll pick you up at 6. Done.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll go to dinner.
You bring flowers. You pick the girl up. You are polite. It's like very, very easy things that are constantly missed. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if we can't even, I cannot baby another man through a relationship.
Yeah.
Most of my relationships are me like... being these guys' moms eventually. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can't fucking do it anymore. So I don't want to walk a guy through a first date. So that's why I usually don't even get past. He was 33.
Okay.
Picks me up. So then he's like, okay. He's like, let's go. He's like, I found a nice spot. It's got drinks and like really good food. And like we can go and hang out and talk there. And I was like, okay. So he's like, let me pick you up. Which I normally don't do. But he seems really polite and nice. And truly, anybody that's a teacher can murder me is what I'm realizing. Because it's like just such a tricky job.
Every HBO series, it's like they're a third grade teacher and they're the murderer.
Yeah, no. And I fell for it. I was like, but he loves children. It's what was kept being
in the
back
of my cover.
Head. It's the cover. It's so good. So when he pulls up in the car and... doesn't get out of the car, which I don't like.
Okay, you're asking for a lot.
No, because I feel like a hooker opening up a stranger's passenger door and getting in.
Okay, maybe you were just raised right.
Yeah, is that not hooker-like? Do the producers chime in here? Is that hooker-like?
You would think, John, would he open the door?
You think that's totally normal?
Open the door? Don't open the door. Yeah. She's asking for a lot, right? But John, actually, we should not take his advice.
Is he
because
married?
We just became Instagram friends recently, and he posts his text messages from dating, and like they're fucking crazy. Well, never mind. I don't know why we're asking him. He's gonna come in here to defend himself right now, and he's allowed to do that. But no, his your texting is crazy with the girls on your chat. No, but you're being rude, too.
Are you saying it's not weird for me to just... for him to be in the driver's seat and me open it and get in? He shouldn't open the door.
John, walk over to the mic.
He could...
How is he opening the door?
When he called me and he said I'm outside, he could have been outside of his car and been like, hey, you know...
That's the request of an insane person.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not, but at this point, you're like... It's not. It's not, but it's...
Is it a request of an insane person?
You're scorekeeping.
Who's this?
That's Kaylee. Is she going? Okay. Kaylee, chime in, please.
I'm gay, and I always open the door for my girlfriend.
I want to fuck you.
See? This is why...
I already want to fuck her.
Excuse me. Kaylee, can you come back?
Kaylee, would you fuck me? I'm pregnant.
I don't need you defending yourself. I need you defending me, Kaylee. Okay. That's not crazy.
That's hot.
Right?
I feel like it's hard for them to guess that. Like, they won't know.
Shouldn't a man that is, like, considerate and has, like, empathy be like, this girl has no idea who I am. Let me be, like, outside of my car so I can say hi to her.
They have to be, like, really, like...
smart. Yes. Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's what I want. I want a smart guy. I don't want some fucking idiot.
It's different if
she could do it, why can't he?
If you're both walking back to the car, I would say.
Oh yeah. But for him to get out.
Lesbians are just better people.
You don't think that would be creepy if you walked out of your house and he'd be standing there on his car
I mean, he's not a limo
driver. No, actually I've been picked up on a date before where the guy's waiting outside a few times. Not a red flag. Those were actually the nicer guys compared to all the other guys.
It'd be nice if he did it for sure. It'd be like super chivalrous without a doubt. But if he didn't do it and I just got in the car, I probably, number one, wouldn't think about it. If it was me personally, if it was a first date, I wouldn't think about it. If I was already dating him.
I just think it's common courtesy if, like, you're picking anyone up to either be at the door or be outside.
Yes. Yes. You've watched.
So what are we saying?
But for him to get out of the car.
It's common courtesy. Yeah, to be, like, at the door or outside of the car, like, waiting by, like, where I would come out.
I gotta tell you, I've dated so many assholes.
It's just crazy.
You're
that
right.
This is even an argument. This is like not calling someone before you show up to their house. This is like common, like
it's
when
courteous
you
and it's chivalrous to do it.
We're not girlfriends hanging out going to the beach on a Saturday where he's texting me, come in, and I hop in the car.
Wait,
and
so
I
when
put on
he,
the ox
did
cord.
You
You're
wait a minute
me up for a first fucking date?
Did you wait a minute?
Yeah. And I stared at the car and then I open the door and I look at him. He's looking at his phone. And I get in, he goes, so you just get in any guy's car?
What?
And that was the first thing he said. And I was like, am I about to die? Did I make a mistake?
Did you say that?
No. And I said,
that's weird.
I was like, I like didn't say anything. He was like, I'm just kidding. He was like, how'd you know it was me? And I was like, I can see your face when I open the door. And instantly it's just awkward.
I'm over him.
Over it as soon as we get in the car.
I don't like that comment.
So that comment ended the whole date. The second I got in the car, for me, the date was over. I was like, let me just make sure this guy's not. And now I'm in survival mode. Where I'm like, now I'm
fight
in.
Fight or flight.
Yeah. Now I'm fight or flight where I'm like, how do I end this safely?
Yes.
So I go, where are we going? And I already have an attitude. Because I'm already like, this is. The second he didn't, the whole thing happened. The second I got in the car, he wasn't even as cute as his pictures, and his outfit was horrible.
What was it?
He was wearing.
This is a character study.
He was wearing faded blue jeans with, like, you know, the bleach stains with the cuts.
Where is he from? Ohio?
Like, you know, the ones that were like cool in like 2009, like the faded light
Duck
blue
hat?
Ones. No, and a like. I hate to say it's a Luis J. Gomez hat. You know those hats that, like, the guys from New York wear? Like the snapbacks?
Snapback, yeah.
Like a non-ironic snapback.
A like, mesh one? Like the back is mesh?
No.
Or just a hat?
No, just the hat.
Okay.
The worst ones.
Okay.
You know which ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The not good ones.
Okay.
He was wearing...
Wait, like a trucker hat or like a baseball hat?
Like a... Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like a snap... Like a... Like you'd wear it with a long white T-shirt and baggy jeans.
Okay,
in the,
like
in
a
the mid-2000s.
Like a blank,
you know
Yankees,
those homie
like
things.
Like a blank Yankees hat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
just not a good hat.
Okay.
Not a good hat.
Okay.
He's wearing
so
one
faded
of those
jeans. Not a good hat.
Faded jeans, and he's wearing a YouTube TV T-shirt.
What?
Like a merch shirt.
No. And I don't like that shirt. I don't like that shirt.
Honey, no one likes that shirt.
Wait, I don't like that shirt for your first... What kind of car did he have?
I don't remember, but it was fine.
Okay.
It was fine.
Okay.
It was a nice car.
Was it clean?
Yes.
Okay.
And I appreciate that.
Because he's a serial killer.
Listen, I'm not going to complain about everything, only the truthful things.
Okay.
So we get in the car. He says that weird thing. And he's like, oh, and he goes, you're a lot prettier than your pictures. Or he was
rude.
Like, what? No, not rude. He was like, wow. He was like, your pictures look nice, but you look a lot better in person, which I like. I'm into that because
okay.
I'm always scared to be a catfish.
Okay.
You know, because I put up my best ones.
Yeah, everyone does.
You know, and then I'm like, you have to see me from all the angles and yeah. You see the truth. And then I'm like, thanks. And I think he's expecting me to say the same thing, but I say nothing. And I go, I go, where are we going? And he's like, there's like this restaurant. It's like 20 minutes away. And I'm like,
it's a far drive.
I've already eaten because he texted me at 6. So I've already decided I'm going to be a bitch and not tell him I've already eaten. So I get in the car. I was like, well, I'm not really hungry. I already ate since you didn't text me till 6. What?
I can't find words. Just keep going. I can't find words.
And he was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I understand. And he's kind of nice, but he also has this like Jeffrey.
What time did you eat? 5? Why am I mad? I'm mad at you.
I ate at like 5.
Okay.
Yeah, I ate at like 5 because he texted me that he was going to find a restaurant and call me back, and I waited 3 hours, and I was like, I'm hungry. I'm not.
Well, yeah,
going to starve for this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to eat early because I'm trying to lose weight.
Okay. Yeah. That's
fine. So, and also he ended up picking me up at 8:30, and going to a dinner at 9 is too late. That's already too late for dinner. Do you agree?
First date, no. Dating, it's different.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm like, when we're dating, we could go to dinner at fucking 3 a.m. at Waffle House. You can spit on me on the way there. But on the first date, you better treat me like a fucking lady.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah. 8:30
I'm not stuck
okay.
up. Am I crazy? Do I seem crazy?
If you have to ask. I agree with some of the stuff you're saying and with some of the other stuff, I'm just listening.
I like that and I appreciate it. Non-judgmental listening.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, yeah, I'm not really hungry. Let's just grab a drink like down the street. Cause I'm like, let's stay close to home. Cause he's also doing this like Jeffrey Dahmer Twitch. Where he's like, so, and I don't, he might be nervous, but he's twitching.
I don't like
He's twitching in the face, which is making me uncomfortable.
Ugh, he has a twitch. Your side?
But he also might be nervous, which is fine.
No excuse.
But it's also like, I don't want nervous energy.
No.
I know I sound pecky, but I just want like a dude that's like... Like an alpha, like he has the restaurant picked out. He's confident. Yeah. He shows up. He's waiting by the door. I'm like, people are like, you're asking for a lot.
He has a YouTube shirt and a Twitch.
Yeah. People are like, you're asking for a lot. I'm like, yeah, a YouTube shirt and a Twitch. Like, it's too much.
I don't want to go out with that guy.
No.
I don't want to go out with that guy.
No.
What does he order?
No. Well, we drive by the hotel, and I've always seen it, and it said like cocktails. I was like, let's stop here.
Is that the place by Reformation?
No.
Okay.
No, this is closer to East Hollywood by Paramount Studios.
Okay.
And I'm like, let's stop here because hopefully not a lot of people are here and nobody will see me with this guy. Because at this point, this guy's shown up and he does not look like a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He does not look
Maybe
like,
he's not.
He might not even be a teacher. It might be a lie. He does not seem like a teacher. He does not speak like a teacher. He is someone that I would be like, if people that knew me saw me hanging out with them, I would think that they would think that I'm like
it sounds
hanging
more like
with
a,
the wrong people.
Yeah, it like, sounds more like a substitute teacher. Like you're giving me substitute teacher vibes.
Yes.
In a YouTube shirt?
He has to be a third grade substitute teacher.
Yeah. That's the story.
That's the real truth. We just broke it down.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That's why I can't figure it out.
Yes.
Nothing against substitute teachers.
No, but you have to say you're a substitute. That's a whole
but
different dating
he
wheel.
Seems more like a substitute teacher.
I would have done a substitute teacher date. I would have said, let's go to the dive bar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So
this wasn't an academic date.
No. No.
Okay. So you go to Edmonds.
And we go out back and the server's like, hold on 1 second, I'll be right with you. I'll get you guys a seat. There's like this whole like outside area that's like pretty cute. And I'm like, I wish I was here with someone I was attracted to. I instantly see, and I look to my right, and I instantly see this guy that is so hot. He's like exactly what I look for on dating apps, and he's on a date, obviously, on a first date with a girl, and they're like interacting. Like, they look like there's like a light shining on both of them. Like, they're like glowing, and their eyes look like fucking dilated. They're so into each other, and they're just like learning about each other and sipping cocktails. And this guy's like twitching and being like, so. And he kept like, he kept dancing to nothing.
No!
So we're just standing together, and he's
no!
going,
dancing to nothing. No.
And looking at me, and I'm like, there's no music.
No, you said that?
No, I just am like staring at him, like just obviously not into this. I'm so sad about this whole thing.
Wait, and it also sounds like he got it. I don't even want to say it out loud.
What?
It doesn't... It's fine. It's fine. Nothing against it. It just sounds like he got the shirt from like Goodwill if he's dancing with no music.
It's just
and like whatever.
Well,
I shouldn't even
no,
say
it's
that.
It's not even Goodwill.
I used to shop at the Goodwill.
I still shop at Goodwill. I got the
I
shirt.
I shouldn't even say that.
The shirt I'm wearing
nothing
I paid $1 for.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
But
that's...
do you know what I like his vibe is like
no, his vibe is like that shirt was shot out of a cannon at like
yeah,
a
it was
Harlem
like,
Globetrotters event.
It was like a free like very yeah.
Yes. It was like not it's like I spent an hour trying to look good. An hour and a half. That's an hour and 26 minutes more than I usually spend before I go out.
Yeah.
Like, so just effort. Again, it's like there's a lot of effort on my part.
Yeah. I'm already regretting my Goodwill comment.
Why? It's fine.
It felt rude.
No, it's not rude.
Okay.
No, he
a Canon shirt is better.
I think the thing, the problem with Goodwill is like now it's gentrified. Goodwill's like,
uh-huh.
Honey, you're talking 1%.
Yeah,
you made him seem richer.
Good
when
save,
you,
good
it
save,
was actually
good save, good
it was
save,
actually
good
polite
save.
Of you.
Yeah, good save.
If you want
thank
me
you.
To say it, he's below it.
Okay, editor, we'll keep it in.
No. He. So then we're sitting down, we're looking at the drink menu, and he kind of is like, what are you getting? And I was like, I think I'll get this drink. He's like, yeah, I'll get that too. So he doesn't have his own drink, which I don't like as a man either. If you drink, you have to know what you drink as a man. Or just don't drink. You don't like to drink. Am I crazy?
No, keep going. You want him to be someone he's not.
I want That's him it. To be... I want the not this guy, yeah, he's not that. The guy I'm with, I want him to know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to sit down and be like, I like whiskey the way that I
yeah.
do. I want him to be like experienced with things. I don't want to like, that's just like a
who
lot.
Who wants someone
to,
else's oh. drink? You know, like
yeah.
by 33, you have your drink.
You have your drink.
Yeah.
Or like, a, or
try
even sometimes
when
I'm,
you got a whiskey, would you get a?
Even if he would have been like, oh, I usually do tequila, but you know what? I might try a whiskey tonight. Even that kind of conversation I'm into.
Mm.
Just something that's not like I've never been out before.
Yeah.
You know? So he orders the same drink as me and mine has mezcal in it. Am I saying that right? Mezcal?
Yeah. I think so.
And he's like, mezcal's that, like, that tequila that tastes weird to the server. And she's like, yeah, I don't really like it. He's like, yeah, can I get mine with regular tequila? And she's like,
regular?
That's fine. Yeah, he's like, regular tequila.
And like Jose Cuervo?
He doesn't specify, which annoys me.
Regular?
Which means he'll just drink a
there
well, which
no,
I'm not into.
There's
okay,
no
now,
regular.
Now I know I'm getting a little bitchy. But this
no.
is this is where I'm allowed to have standards, and I don't want a well drinker. I'm 31.
He's
we're not
kinda,
drinking
he,
Wells
he'll
anymore.
He'll order the house red at an Italian
yes.
restaurant.
Yeah. No, yeah. We're not doing the house red.
We're not. No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. We're not.
Can you look at the menu?
I'll down a box of wine at my house.
Mm-hmm.
But when we go out, we get a nice glass of wine.
Yeah.
We're treating ourselves.
You keep looking over at the other couple.
By the way, they're seated right next to us, so I can literally hear them falling in love in my left ear.
That's so
they're
funny.
Having the best time. The guy is so handsome. He's like exactly what I'm into. He's like, I'm like looking at my husband
oh
falling
my
in
God.
Love with a woman. I'm like, ah. And so he's like, then he turns to me. He's like, you should switch yours too to regular tequila. Like, that's gross. And I was like, no, it's probably fine. I'll like it. And that's fine. And it comes. And then the drinks, we're having the drinks. And we have nothing to talk about. It's like this. Like, I took a sip of my drink and I'm like. And he was like, you seem like Wyatt. Like, what's wrong? Like, you seem, I don't know. Like, so when's your last serious relationship? That's the first thing he asked me all night. And I was like, okay. I was like, you know, a few years ago. He's like, why did it end? And I, you know, I went into this whole thing. I was like, you know, we had problems. He had stuff to work on. I said he had stuff to work on himself. That's specifically what I said. And he goes, so what'd you do? That's what I did. I went. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, it sounds like you did something.
Ew.
Ew. And I was like, I don't know how telling you he had to work on himself made it sound like I did something, but I'm not lying to you.
Yeah.
If that's what you're asking. And he was like, I'm not saying you're lying. Why are you saying think I'm lying? And he starts like this weird thing. And I'm like,
I hate him.
Yeah. So I'm like, don't say anything. And then he's like, you're really quiet. I like that. I thought you'd be like loud, but like you're quiet like me. So we could like be quiet and just like chill together. I like that. And like you have a nice smile. And I was like, thanks. And then it got quiet and I started getting bored. I'm looking at this couple and I look at him and I go,
they're already making
are you
out.
Cool? Like, how would you feel if I told you I had a penis?
Because at this point, you don't care.
At this point, I'm just bored. And I'm like, let's do something. Let's spice it up. And he was like, what? And I was like, would you care like if I had a penis? And he was like, what?
It sounds like you're telling him that you have one.
I know. And he was like, I'm not really, like, no disrespect, but I'm not really, like, into that.
Now the whole time he's wondering if you have one.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm just wondering. He's like, do you? And I went, no. And then I just left it at that.
And just got quiet?
Yes. And then so we bring up a couple other things, and then he starts talking about his family. He's like, I have a brother. And then he brings up this story. And then he goes, this is where it gets scary. This is where I regret doing that penis bit. He starts talking about his brother, and I don't wonder why he just brings up his family randomly. And then he starts telling me how his brother's in prison for 10 years because he met a girl who ended up having a penis and he beat her up so bad.
No.
And he goes, no. So if you have a penis, you should let me know. And he kind of giggles, and I was like, I don't, but...
Do you think he was joking?
No. I was like, are you going to beat me up?
What are the odds?
Yeah.
So when you initially said, what if I had a penis, was he like, what?
Like, no, he took it really well. He like kind of laughed.
That's strange. You would think there would be a bigger reaction.
Yeah. But then he waited like 10 minutes and like let it sit inside of him and then brought this hate up. And then he used
it. I think he made that up. I think he made that up. Because I think he was still thinking this bitch has a penis.
Let's scare it out of her.
And he's going to scare it out of you.
Yes,
that's why he said my brother is in prison. That was like his smartest way of being like, so do you?
Yes.
So tell me if you do.
Yeah, or I'll beat you up.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And he also used the word tranny.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, you know, that's like
PC,
a word.
Yeah.
I was like, people can't use that anymore. And he was like, oh, I had no idea. I was like, yeah.
Who doesn't know that? And you're a third grade teacher.
You were a third grade teacher.
That's not.
Substitute.
That's not. Yeah. He's a substitute. But that's not possible.
Substitutes
use
that word.
There's no way you don't know that you can't use that word anymore. You should be teaching.
Don't get mad at me for saying it. I was just repeating what he said, you guys.
It's fine.
Context.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says the you should tell me.
So I was like, no, I definitely don't have a penis. I was just kidding because it was quiet. And he like kind of laughs. And you can tell he believed
me.
But he was like, at first, I did leave it like, sure, you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
That's
bizarre. But...
What a bizarre.
So then we finish up the drinks. He's like, do you want to play pool? And I'm like, I got to figure out how to get out of this date. Maybe I'll say go to the pool hall and I'll slip out from there.
Mm.
You know, go to a bar where it's busier and I'll dip. Across the street is this pool hall that we walk to. And when we're walking to it, he starts dancing again.
No!
On the way there. Yep. And then we get to the pool hall, and it's like a Breaking Bad, like, wire door. Like, it's like metal doors. And someone literally opens the slot and looks.
Asking for the password?
And then opens the gate and they're like, it's cash only. And there's like an ATM down the street. He's like, well, just go grab cash. So we grab cash, we go back to the front door. And I'm looking inside. They open the thing, they open it. There's like...
I wouldn't like that either.
There's like... 8 to 10 dudes in there who obviously all know each other and are in a gang.
I was just going to say 8 to 10 gangsters.
Yes. And the bartender has eyebrow piercings.
Yeah,
she's
an
like,
eye patch, a motorcycle jacket.
Yeah.
A vest.
Yes.
You know, like a
It is like extreme hardcore Mexican gang. But the thing is, The thing is,
this guy can't hang.
No, I wouldn't go in there because they're all the dudes are, the vibe is bad.
Mm.
It's
but
weird.
But you know at least there's coke.
Yes, there is coke. I don't do coke. I don't. I can't. I get migraines. I'm such a pussy.
Migraines
yeah.
from coke?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. The only, I've tried it like 3 or 4 times,
mm-hmm.
Like years ago, and always I'd get migraines for like 2 or 3 days that were like bad. So I can't do it. But. Always had fun every time I did it. Yeah. I'm almost glad it gives me migraines.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the guys are at the bar looking at him in the eye and then looking at me and going like, all together.
What?
Dude, I
no!
was like, and I look at him, I was like, we're not going in here. And
okay, for people who are just listening to this episode, Kim is flicking her tongue wildly.
And doing the come hither.
Doing a Benaki.
Yeah, Benaki. Yes, that's exactly what they were doing.
Oh my
yes,
God.
Like a bunch of them. And even the bartender, the chick was like smiling like, yeah, come in here, bitch. See what happens. Like
point,
it was like
at this
threatening.
Point, are you doing that thing where you hit the 3 buttons on the right side of your phone to send a 911
At this
signal?
Point, I look at my date and I've never felt like he looks so safe to me. That's how bad it was. He was home. I was in such a dark place looking at this place.
Was
I
he
thought
even
they were
picking up on the weird vibes?
He sort of did because as soon as I went, I don't want to go in here, he went like, yeah, you're right. And when we walked away, I was like, it's weird. They want us to take all our cash and then go in there and lock the door behind us. Mm. And like, what's going on here? What is this bar that I have to go to the ATM down the street to get into that's locked?
Yes.
Weird. It just was weird. So then right then I just was like, can you take me home? I like straight up was like, I really want to go home. I was just tired of trying to keep up this date I didn't even want to be on since this morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, and he was like, really? It's that bad? And I was like, no, it's fine. Like, it's fine. I just stopped being mean. And I was like, I just want to go home.
Hmm.
And he was like, I'll take you home. And then that's it. He dropped me off at home. And he texted me the next morning. He was like, I woke up thinking of you. And I was like, of course, because I don't like you. And that's how it works. If I liked you, I would never hear from you again. And then he just kind of texted me and I didn't really respond to him. He hasn't talked to me since.
Wow. What a weird fucking night.
Is that horrible? And it made me so depressed I cried the next day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It feels like a waste of your night. Dating sucks.
Yeah.
It feels like a waste of your night. And then you meet this person and you're like, then when you go on a date that it's so far from what you want, you're like, I don't even want to try that again. If you don't try it, you get stuck in this thing where, like, if I never try it, I'm going to die alone.
I hate dating. I'm so grateful I don't have to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't even feel like I really put myself out there to go on a lot of first dates. I mean, I've probably gone on less than 10 in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... Yeah, I remember, like, a guy one time, he invented this app that everyone uses. So I, like, thought he'd be, like, a cool guy to go out with, and I thought he'd be safe. And when he invited me to come back over to his place, I didn't really want to go, but I went because I was trying to get over a breakup and rebound or something, or just, like, take my head out of what I was
right.
going through. The second we walk into this dude's house, he, like, pounced on me. Like, and it just freaked me the fuck out. And it's like, I just feel like guys are so weird on dates. Like, because this is someone who you never would have thought would have been a fucking weirdo. So it's like, how do you know what you're getting yourself into? You know? That's why I just think, I mean.
It's so crazy because we both go, men and women, I think, go into dates with such different mindsets.
Yeah. And then I remember being like, I want to go home. And I remember having to turn my face away because I think I was crying on the ride home because I was just so creeped out. And then he was like trying to like attack me all over his house. When I say attack, like run after me and like kiss me and like suddenly and like just be all over me, like as if I gave off some sort of idea. I mean, I guess it's my fault for saying I'll come back over and hang out.
Right.
I guess that like to translates to like, we're fucking.
Right.
So I don't know.
And no, I mean, it's not your fault, but that is what they think, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, guys can be so aggressive and so creepy.
I got so many. So I did a Q&A for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten the most questions for you as a guest from a Q&A more than any other guest I've had.
I love that.
So just the fact that so many people ask them, I'm going to ask some of these questions.
Okay.
The first one doesn't make sense to me. Was Allie mad at you after you beat her up?
No, Allie's not mad at me. We're very, very good friends. Me and Allie Makovsky got into a boxing
Allie
match
Makovsky.
Recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A fake one?
No, a real boxing match.
A skank fest thing?
Yeah.
It sounds like a skank
fest
thing. Yeah,
it was a skank fest
thing. How was that?
It was so fun.
So fun, right?
So fun. She's never fought in her life and she challenged me and I trained. So obviously I won, but she's a—I mean, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have challenged someone who ever put gloves on if I never
and
did.
And you beat her ass?
And I beat—I know I didn't beat her ass, but I beat her.
Yeah.
Like, I won, but she did great.
So when I told Steven you were coming on the podcast, the first thing he said was, ask her about jiu-jitsu. Do you do—or do you do Muay Thai?
I do both, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you still doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, because you got—
I got concussed, but I went back yesterday for the first time.
I love that you do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun. Because there's not that many girls that do it.
Mm-mm. No, I know. A lot of the classes, it's like comedy. It's like the same ratio, actually.
Yeah. Do you like jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai more? Or what's the difference?
Well, jiu-jitsu's on the ground, and it's like jiu-jitsu's like
grappling?
Wrestling. If wrestling and chess had a baby.
Okay.
And Muay Thai is like kicking, fighting, stuff like that. It's
like
kicking and fighting. Yeah. They're fun in different ways, but jiu-jitsu is like sneaky and you have submissions and then suddenly you're being choked and you didn't realize it. And it's like cool in that way.
Yeah.
Are
you good?
I'm okay. I'm not great.
Yeah.
Definitely not great.
But it's
but
a good workout.
Yeah. I've been doing it for a few years.
Do you ever go to the one where you don't wear the gi
mm-hmm.
and you just wear the clothes? And that's much harder, right? Because there's nothing to grip.
I like that more. Yeah, no. Is he doing it now?
Yeah. He's done it for a while. He
loves really?
It. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gi and no gi.
Okay, next.
I see you. I see you, jiu-jitsu wife.
Okay, next one. And then he has the special soap.
Yeah.
After?
Oh, I don't have a special soap.
Do you know about that?
No.
It's like because you can get bacteria or something
if
you don't shower after. And so I guess they just sell the soap and it's like probably a gimmick.
Okay.
Okay. Ask her about the reflection in the spoon.
Hilarious. First of all, these people are hilarious. They're obviously very good listeners. And they like to embarrass me and make me seem crazy. It's this guy that I was seeing on one of his Instagram stories. He told me that he was by himself and he posted like out to dinner with his friends. And I zoomed in on the spoon and I saw a girl in the reflection.
Shut up.
And I sent him and I said, well, then who's this?
Oh, and what did he say?
He said, haha, you crazy. I miss you.
Wow.
Yeah, but we're just friends and like, you know, I wasn't really being like, who is this?
Yeah.
We hook up, but
wait,
I was just kind of teasing him.
That's so gangster that you zoomed in on that and you're like, well, then who's this?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
And I was like, don't lie to me, bitch.
Next question. What song can't you listen to because it reminds you of an ex?
Can't I listen to? Well, I listen to every song because even if they remind me of exes, I still like the song.
I know. I still listen to all the songs that remind me of ex because I'm just having a little moment.
Yeah. Probably. No, I don't want to say.
Okay.
Let's give it.
Next one. Kim, when you were dreaming of being a comedian,
mm-hmm.
who did you look up to?
Well, I never really dreamed about being a comedian. I kind of just stumbled upon it. But the first comedian I ever watched was Louis C.K. And so he's been one of my favorites for a long time.
What that dump truck do? Does that mean anything to you, or is that just a stupid thing?
No, he's just asking about my ass, I think.
Okay. When are we going to see dim foots? I'll skip that. how much do you squat?
I don't squat that much. I just do a lot of jiu-jitsu, which is a good butt workout.
Ask her when she is removing the peach. She'll know what it means.
I do know what it means, and I already told everybody, if you want me to remove the peach from that picture, you need to raise $20,000. The peach is not coming off for any less than $20,000. And you might think that's a lot, but if everyone just threw in $20, we could raise it.
Okay. Have you ever hooked up with or dated a fan?
Yes. No. No, I've never, okay, I've never dated or hooked up with a fan. I don't think. Maybe they haven't told me.
I wouldn't want to.
No, but I did send a fan a picture of my tits once.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they were hot?
Yeah. Okay. And he had been a fan for like years, and we had been flirting for like years.
Yeah.
So I kind of like knew him. That's even though he's still a fan.
I remember I did a show, and then there was a guy hanging at the bar after, and I walked past and he was like complimenting me and asked me out, and I was just turned off by it.
Mm.
And it's, I feel like it's so different for girls than guys, because obviously every guy is going to fuck a girl, mm-hmm, at their show. But I don't know, for me specifically, I was just like, no.
No,
I don't like it.
I mean, it's been 9 years and one person got a picture of my boobs who knew me for 3 or 4 yeah, of those years.
I can only think of one guy who ever talked to me after a show, too. Mm-hmm. No one else had ever tried.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell her she's breaking the rules. Women aren't supposed to be sexy and funny.
Ooh, thank you.
When is Kim going to do shows in Europe, Ireland, or UK?
Mm. I don't know, but that sounds so fun. Listen, I'm just trying to make rent on my podcast first. So let's one thing at a time, buddy. Maybe if you guys follow me after this.
Why is her new podcast only available on Apple?
Listen, I don't know.
They're on all the platforms.
Yeah, they are. Now.
That's just you on Apple.
Yeah, no. Get yeah, it? It's on YouTube now. I think the YouTube just came out. It should be coming on iTunes this week. But my other podcast, Broad Topics, TOPIX, is anywhere you find podcasts. So you can also find that one in the meantime. And then check out me and Sarah's together.
Vicky, Kimmy, and Shank.
Vicky, Kimmy, and Shank.
Love it. Has the LA comedy scene changed since COVID and the move to Austin for many comics?
You know, it's never been great. And it's just a little bit worse than that now.
Right.
And then that's all I'll say.
How do you like Austin? Austin.
Austin was great.
I've never been.
Not Boston,
I know.
But
why am I saying?
Austin was great. They treated Sarah and I really well, and the shows were fucking packed, and the fans were great.
Yeah.
So no complaints. The comedy was great there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been there before.
Yeah, you got to go.
Okay. What is harder to break into, the New York or LA comedy scene?
LA. Definitely, because the LA comedy scene, you're competing with, like, not just other comics. You're competing with everybody that wants to be a comic, which is, like, fighters and porn stars and, like, fucking, like...
Everyone who moves to Hollywood.
Everybody that moves
hackers.
To Hollywood. Yes. Yeah. Improv people. Everyone's trying to do stand-up.
And there's so much more in New York.
And in New York, they're, like, no comics only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just a compliment. She just did an amazing episode with Ryan Sickler. I'm ready for this episode.
Fuck yeah.
Another person said, can she please drop the peach respectfully?
20,000, baby.
Who are her comedy heroes?
I don't know. That question's gay.
Okay. Another person, hashtag drop the peach.
No offense to your producer.
Sorry. Okay. Lots of people want to know your foot size.
That costs money too. Next.
Really? To know the size?
Yeah. What are they going to, I don't want them to.
There's like a whole thing.
I'm not
going to
let them get off on my foot size for free.
You won't even tell the size?
Okay. Whoever sent me a screenshot of you subscribing to both of my podcasts and I'll write back with my foot size.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm working for free for you.
Hey guys, I'm a 7. Yeah, are you one of those girls who sends pictures of her feet to guys for money? Because no. I know there's a lot of comics who do that, and like it seems to be like something that everyone's like, yeah, we do this.
I will send pictures of, I'm so mean, I have like a couple guys that pay me for pedicures, yeah. And I only
Ooh,
send a picture
like
of a reflection of my feet in like a mirror, like barely, like you can barely see them, like never my actual foot.
You're very into reflection. capturing the slight reflection.
The magic's in the mirror, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, my actual foot pictures, if you want a picture of my feet, it costs $500.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, I have three left. If you could have worked on any of the Comedy Central roast, mm-hmm. whose would it be?
Can I make up a person we'd be roasting?
Yeah.
Oh, they already did Alec Baldwin, huh?
Yeah, they did. Better time now.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin today.
Are they reshooting that movie?
They're reshooting. I don't know. They shouldn't.
That's probably going to die. I didn't even mean to do both of those, but I did. Anyone else besides Alec Baldwin? There's a staff meeting upstairs. That's why it's starting to get noisy.
Oh, okay.
Because you're wondering why there's a stampede.
Who do I
want
to roast? The roast of T.I. would be fun.
Nice.
T.I. would be a fun roast. The
He's
roast
hot.
Of Lil Wayne.
Oh, I love him. Okay. What was yours and your cousin's number one escape when the storm was coming?
Usually we just got as involved as we could and then held in the trauma for years. The storm is my mom and
oh, okay.
my mom's sister, and that's what we call them when they're coming in together to cause trouble.
Okay. I was like, oh, I wonder if there were a lot of storms in Florida. I guess there were.
Yeah, there's storms in Hurricanes. My head, sister.
Yeah, okay. Last question. Kim is pretty good at video games. Is this a new hobby or has she played since childhood?
I've played since childhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, did you have Sega, Nintendo?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
I always had the one, whichever one was out, I had the one before that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because my cousin, his mom always got him the new one, and then she'd make him give me his old one.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have an older brother?
No, he was, but our moms lived together. Our moms mm-hmm. were 9 months apart, and they were both, like, single moms at one point. So me and my cousin grew up together, and we were 9 months apart. So
oh,
he was, like,
so
a brother.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And what part of Florida did you grow up in?
Central Florida.
So what's...
near Orlando, Cocoa Beach, Palm
Bay. Oh, okay. My grandmother lived in Orlando, so I used to go to, like, those retirement communities there.
Yeah.
So does it bother you, and this might be a dumb question, does it bother you that Florida gets such a bad rap?
No, I think it's hilarious.
Or do you like...
I like it, and it's also, like, Florida's so nice, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
And I feel like it keeps people out of there.
Mm, I like that.
I kind of like it. Mm-hmm. I'm into it, because it's like you go back, and you're like, this is the best. Florida's... If you haven't been, Florida's the best.
Do you go back a lot?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of friends
so
still
nice,
there?
The beach so nice, the sunset. Yeah, I mean, I grew up there, so I have a lot of childhood friends there.
Yeah. What did you,
like,
go to college
all my
for?
Family. Well, I changed my major like 7 times in college. I started at I was going to do nursing, then public relations, then I was going to do some shit with babies, then I was going to do respiratory therapy, and then I went, oh no, and then I went to public relations, then I went to journalism, then I went to sports media, and then I finally landed on TV productions with a minor in theater, and that's where I got my internship in LA.
Oh, and, where?
At Fremantle Media.
Okay.
And I did an internship there, and that's where I stayed with my cousin while I was doing the internship, and she was an assistant at a comedy agency. And so we were coming to the Comedy Store and stuff to scout
oh.
comics together. And that's when I met, like, Tony and Redman and all them. And then we watched a potluck one day,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, I'll ask to see if I could get you, because I told her I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
And then I tried it, and then I dropped out of school.
Had you wanted to try stand-up before that?
Mm-mm.
So you're just watching, you're like, oh, I can fucking do this.
I didn't
this
even really realize it was, like, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch a lot of stand-up. I'd watch Louis C.K. like once, but it didn't click to me that it was like an actual profession that people did
mm-hmm.
until I realized that I just watched a few people do it, and I was like, oh, I can do this.
So did you go up at Potluck for your first time?
I went up at Potluck, and I signed up for Kill Tony that night, too. So
oh.
I got up at Potluck, and I got on Kill Tony.
That very night?
That same night. So yeah, what, I just stayed after potluck because we were both on Mondays, remember?
Yeah.
So I signed up for both.
So do you remember what you did? Were you just, you just talked about whatever?
I don't remember my set was. I remember Willie Hunter was hosting and I remember he had braids. And I remember when I got on stage, I told him he looked like he just got back from a cruise and it got like a laugh.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it, like, yeah. Even that was like enough.
A high.
Like that's all I needed. Mm-hmm. I was like, after that, I was like done. And then I don't remember my set. It was really bad about like not knowing how to pronounce Stella Artois because I'm poor, something like that.
Still funny.
Being poor. Like I said something like, sometimes I just have enough gas money to get to the next gas station or something. And then I said something about crab meat and got off stage. And then I did Kill Tony that night. And I think I did the same jokes a little differently. And it, you know, I kind of... It was interesting. It was very crazy to go up twice.
Yeah,
at the Comedy
Store. That's amazing.
Yeah, the first night I ever did stand up.
And then did you go back the next Monday?
Yes, I went back every Monday after that. After that night, Tony made me a regular.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Were you with Sarah that night? Were you before her or at the same time?
That was no. It was me and Sarah Mosajabi at that point.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, no, Melissa Esslinger was after me, yeah.
So did you wake up the next day and call your parents and say, I'm going to stay in LA?
I texted my, well, I told my cousin, and she was like, you should just do it. You should do it. If you want to, you should just do it. I was like, I hate school. It sucks. It's not fun. I'm just getting drunk.
Yeah.
I was like... And then I was already interning at that TV production job for, like, at this point. Before I'd gone to the Comedy Store and gotten up, like, signed up, I was already interning for, like, 3 or 4 weeks. And I was like, these people would hire me. Like, they loved me over there. It was such a great company. Mm-hmm. I was like, these people will hire me. And I was like, it's what I'm going to school for. So it's like, what am I even doing? And I called, yeah, I called my roommate. She was really mad at me. I called my advisor. And then I dropped out.
Were you scared at all, or were you like, no, fuck it, I'm doing this?
I was terrified, yeah.
Yeah.
I was, but then everybody was, like, really nice. Like, it's so funny, because it's, like, my mom was really supportive, but it's also, like, my parents have always been, like, you don't have to do your homework if you don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's always been those vibes. So my mom was like, yeah, do it.
And you had a young mom, too, right?
She had me when she was 21.
21, yeah. That's pretty young.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, you have a fun family.
Yeah. So I did. So, yeah, I dropped out, and then I started doing stand-up, and now I...
are killing it.
Yeah. Now I want a husband.
Now you want a husband.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you specifically looking for, if there's anyone listening out there, so you can finally fuck a fan?
I'm looking for, like... I feel like in life in comedy, it has made me have to be very alpha.
Yeah.
Like in order to make it in this industry, you have to be kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to have thick skin and you have to be tough. So I need someone that when I'm with them, they can let me be the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to run things.
But part of that is on you. It's hard to switch it off. Are you able to switch it off?
Yeah, I am, because I've been with people that bring that out of me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's why I like those people.
Mm.
I have met people where I'm like completely in a puddle, like a girly, like I'll cook whatever you want. Do you want me to clean? You know what I mean? Like I can do that.
Yeah.
But it's like I don't want to have to make someone do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to work to make you like that. You just have to be like that.
Right. So you want more of like an alpha,
mm-hmm.
someone to out-alpha you.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And looks, anything specifically? Do you need a guy to be funny?
I don't need him to be funny, but he has to be fun.
Mm-hmm. I've dated guys, though, who weren't funny, and like they're just so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have a sense of humor, Steven and I were talking about a friend of mine. And I was like, there's just something so off about them. And I can't figure out what it was. And we were like, they're so nice, but there's just something about them that, like, isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, they don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, that's like what the weird thing. I guess a sense of humor versus funny. Like if they laugh at your jokes and get your jokes, but mm-hmm. They just aren't cracking them. That's fine.
Yeah.
Sense of humor is cool. Yeah. Understand it. But if you just like don't get anything and you're just whack.
Yeah. 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 I get that. I mean, I know I have a few friends that have husbands and stuff, and like their husbands are super cool. They're not particularly mm-hmm. very funny, but they are like fun and so fun that it doesn't matter. You're very fun, you don't have to be super funny.
Yeah. My mom's dating a guy who doesn't get Seinfeld and doesn't like Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's odd.
That is odd.
That's concerning.
It's concerning.
It's like, who are you?
An alien.
Like, he watched one episode and was like, it's not for me. It's like, I don't like
it. It's specifically
person.
For everyone.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the show.
Yeah. It's just
the whole point of the show
shit.
Is the human race relates to this.
Totally. You're not relating to the human race.
Yes. That's the you problem.
That's so funny. All right. Shout out your podcasts and whatever else you want to
talk about. Of course. You guys, thank you so much for having me, Chelsea. This is so fun.
Thank you.
You can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. I am playing video games live on twitch.tv/QueenKong1, CONG1. You can check me out there. If you have Amazon Prime, you could subscribe for free. So make sure you do that. I have a couple podcasts, Broad Topics, TOPIX, available anywhere you find podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, or Gas Digital Network. You could using promo code TOPICS. And my podcast with Sarah Weinshenk, Thicky, Kimmy, and Shank, CCYSHENK. Check it out on YouTube. It should be out on iTunes and Apple. I think that's it. Check out my show dates and stuff on my social media.
Yay. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.